previously on Compassion Radio.
We now come to say goodbye. Farewell, friend. Fellow laborer in the vineyards of the Lord. Farewell, dear Norman. Your spirit is alive and your work must go on.
Intrepid.
When God tells you to go, then everything works out. He provides.
Involved.
It is so exciting to see what God can do. And this is why there is so much hope.
International.
Compassion Radio allows the listener to get involved in projects that are going to change history.
This is Compassion Radio.
Welcome to the broadcast, celebrating 73 years of sharing the light of the gospel in some of the most remote places on earth. We are Compassion Radio. You've tuned in for another truly anointed broadcast today. As we continue with the second of three programs honoring our former president and host of this Boots on the Ground radio ministry, the incomparable Reverend Dr. Norm Nelson. Now, if you happen to miss yesterday's show, please do make a point to listen to the podcast right there on our website for easy access at CompassionRadio.com. Simply click Broadcast at the top of the page. We continue now with words shared at Norm's memorial a few months ago. And first up today is dear friend Dan Wooding.
Boy, this is like a big reunion, seeing so many old friends here. My name is Dan Wooding. I'm a very confused person. I was born in Nigeria, raised in Britain, and then Margaret Thatcher asked me to come over to California to try and bring civilization, and I gave up, became an American. But I had the great privilege of meeting Norm through Terry Madison, who's the next speaker. He had just become the USA Director of Open Doors. I had worked with Open Doors and Brother Andrew for 7 years, and he invited a group of us, including Norm, to go over to Bethlehem. They have a Bible college there with the strange name of the Bethlehem Bible College. They were going to have a special birthday party for Brother Andrew, God's smuggler. And so Norm and myself and Terry and a little group, we started off in Amman, Jordan, and then went through to Bethlehem and had the birthday cake and the fun. And then the idea was that Brother Andrew decided to give us a treat and took us over to Hebron during a gun battle. We went to see a peace group there, and then he took me out, and as the sort of bullets were flying, he asked me to video him. And as I was videoing him, Terry was taking pictures of me. So it's quite an interesting situation. And I said to Brother Andrew, as Norm looked on, why should we love Muslims? And he said, well, if you look at the name Islam, it should mean I sincerely love all Muslims. And I thought that was a very interesting comment for him to make. And then as we gathered at the end of the day, none of us got killed, fortunately. He said, well, if you think this was fun, we're going to Gaza tomorrow, and we're going to meet one of the leaders of Hamas. I want you to interview him. I don't know whether you've ever interviewed a terrorist leader, but it's not exactly the easiest thing to do. But anyway, what happened was that I got to know Norm really well on that trip, and I was very, very interested in his haircut. I'd never seen a haircut quite like it. It was pretty amazing and a pretty unique one. I told him he should copyright it. But then I started a new service here in Lake Forest, of all places, and he went and had this heart attack. So we would carry these updates of Norm's situation, whether he was going to survive or not, and Dear Cher would send me the background information on what was happening, and we were getting people to pray for him. But that was a very scary time, I'm sure. And then, if that wasn't enough, and this has been mentioned before, he then calls me and said, I've just volunteered to fight against ISIS with Peshmerga, the Kurdish group. And Norm, I said, you're like 106. You can't go and fight now. I mean, I know you were once involved with the Marines, but you're a little old to be fighting. But anyway, what happened was, fortunately, they didn't accept him. But, you know, one of the things that I loved about Norm was he was so knowledgeable. And whenever I was a guest on his program, I always knew that he was going to understand what I was talking about. Sadly, unfortunately, when you do some broadcasting here, you're dealing at a kindergarten level with people who have no understanding about the world we live in. Norm had a great understanding of the world we live in. One day, I said to him, Norm, when I grow up, I'd like to have a voice like yours. Well, he said, if I was you, I'd just stick to your British voice. So I've decided to stick with it after all. But Norm's gone home. But what a legacy he's left behind for us. I really miss him. And I just think it's wonderful that Cher and Bram are able to continue this. I count it a real privilege to have known Norm Nelson. And just think, it all began with a birthday party with God Smuggler in Bethlehem.
Dan Wooding on Compassion Radio. We continue now with words from another friend, Victoria Bae Smith.
Hi, everyone. My name is Victoria Bae Smith, and how fitting that we're not only memorializing Norm's extraordinary civilian life, but also his life as a veteran of the United States Marine Corps. I am still serving in the United States Army Reserves as a lieutenant colonel. And I want to tell you that I know what it's like to have a military life, and his life certainly conveyed the motto, Semper Fidelis, always faithful. And, you know, whether he was spreading the gospel by radio or land or sea, in which he went over many lands and seas and deserts and everything, his and Cher's boots on the ground ministry has made such a difference in so many people's lives. You know, his honor and his courage and his commitment to go where others feared to tread was very powerful. You see, I used to listen in the morning. I used to wake up at 5 a.m. or 5:30 in the morning to go to work. I was a single mother with two little kids and worked in a hospital. And I used to wake up and hear the stories that you and Norm said, and I was enthralled. I was mystified. I was touched. I was like, I wanted to do that. And believe it or not, my biggest dream came through when somehow or another I contacted you and you guys let me go to South Africa to the Door of Hope to work in an orphanage where little babies were being put in a hole in the wall to be adopted because they were either being killed or abandoned on the side of the road because of what Norm and Cher did in South Africa. It started me. I was addicted. So all of that led to me being involved not only in mission work but in joining the U.S. military to do even more missions. And I can tell you that this is singularly attributed to you and Norm and what you did for my life and Jesus Christ to have saved me from a lot of terrible things in life. So I don't want to mess up my mascara. I was going to try not to cry. But I'm really honored to be here because I am not worthy to say anything on behalf of Norm and Cher because that is up to God. There are not too many people in this world left like him and like her, because behind every good man is a good woman. Many times Cher and I talked while Norm was overseas on different various things, and I know what it took for a couple to make this work. Anyway, I'm sort of palavering on you guys. I just want to tell you how grateful I am because you guys made me who I am. You contributed to my life so that I could pass this on to other people and make a difference, whether it's some lady out in a car that has her whole life's possessions begging for money, or whether it's in some foreign land where a woman can't feed her kids. Compassion Radio was there, and that radio announcement every morning saying all these wonderful things where you went in the world and how you did it left a mark on me, and I hope that I can leave a mark like you guys have. So thank you so much, Cher. And Norm, God bless your heart. I hope that I could be there too.
And now from Victoria to one of Norm's very best friends, Terry Madison.
I believe the Holy Spirit is here today. I've looked at the program, I've heard the speakers, and I see some of the great music and hymns we're going to sing today. The Holy Spirit is here to confirm our presence and to bless us with the memory of a dear brother and friend, Norm Nelson. Norm Nelson and I were born in the same year. And through the calendaring of our time zone, I had a birthday a few months ago, so I was technically 1 year older than Norm when he graduated to heaven. So as his older brother, I come and honor him and honor Sharon, Bram, and the family members, and remember a dear, dear friend. I didn't get to meet Norm until we were both in our 60s, a long time to wait for a good friend. But somewhere along the journey, early on in that trip to which Dan Whiting has referred, he and I found in each other, and may I use the term, soul brother? We had done similar things together. We had put ourselves at risk in the service of the Lord. We're both interested in education. We both taught university. We had a passion for the persecuted church. We loved the church universal. And we were always trying to find ways through media, radio and others, to make the body of Christ alive to the Christians in America. As we came back from that trip with all its ups and downs and terrors and joys, Norm and I began to meet at our home over breakfast every Friday morning. We would eat, share our lives, and have a Bible study. Those became really, really rich times for me to hear the knowledge and the wisdom, the insight, to live vicariously some of the trips Norm was going on. Is there such a thing as holy envy? Oh, I used to holy envy him. North Korea wanted to be there. Syria wanted to be there. I was already in Iraq, but he was there somewhere else. And we were sharing stories, sharing our lives and what God was doing. And of course, we had in common Brother Andrew. 12 years with Brother Andrew and 15 years with World Vision gave me an overview of the persecuted church and those who suffer, the poor, the marginalized, the people on the fringes. And so those two combinations found a ready home in my heart and in Norm's. And so we had lots of things to talk about and to share and pray over. You know, we have Mutt and Jeff and Batman and Robin and Fuma McGee and Molly and Norm and Cher. When we think of couples, we always think of Norm and Cher, co-equal, people in ministry together.
You're listening to a very special edition of Compassion Radio today, as we're playing back some of the spoken word audio from Norm Nelson's memorial service, which was held at the end of May. Please continue to keep Cher, Bram, and the entire Compassion Radio team in your prayers. Norm is deeply missed by all of us. And quite frankly, it's still hard to believe that he has left this earth for his true home in heaven. But he is now out of pain and with the Lord. We're always deeply blessed when we hear from our partners in ministry. And that would be you, my friend. Call us at 1-800-868-2478. That's 1-800-868-2478. Reach us by mail at Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. That's Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. Or find us online at CompassionRadio.com. Let's return to the program
and to the words of our dear ministry partner, Terry Madison.
So over time, my Carol and Cher and Norm and I would get together socially, and then we moved. Thank the Lord for Skype and other means of communication so we could stay in touch. And in the last few years, how often have I prayed for you two as Norm went through various health issues and so on? We were there praying up a storm, sending messages, emails, phone calls, and staying in touch and being the prayer partners to hold up the hands of, as it were, when you couldn't do it yourself. And to the extent that we were a help, thank you, Lord. But we were there with you in prayer, and the Lord enabled. Can I do a little flight of fancy here? Now, we know that Norm is in the presence of the Lord, but remember, he's also a journalist. And I'd like to think that somewhere along the line, Norm is just saying, Lord, can we do a heavenly edition of Compassion Radio. I'd love to do some interviews. The first interview he does is with Adam and Eve. And he just has a couple questions. Eve, what were you thinking? And Adam, you dummy. Or Abraham, hey, what was it like to leave Ur of the Chaldees and just strike off and to be the father of nations at the age of 100 or more? Moses, how heavy were those tablets before he had dropped them? I mean, I'd like to think that he was asked the questions that we'd all want to know. David, why did he pick up 3 stones? Wasn't one enough? Didn't he have enough faith? But you know what I'm thinking? I'm really thinking this. This past week in Egypt, more than 20 Coptic Christians, our brothers and sisters in Christ, were killed in a roadside ambush, gave their lives as they were going to a monastery to pray and to share and to be with the Lord. And now they are with the Lord. I'd like to think that Norm, right next to the Lord, he was there to interview them and to find out. And I have a sneaking hunch that he is going to do a lot of preparatory work for Dan Wooding, the journalist, and myself and others. Save a few for us, Norm. We want to get in and interview some of these dear folks. And finally, may I just make this really strong suggestion, not at the family's request, but my own personal plea. You know, we can best honor Norm Nelson, the man, a good man, by listening to Compassion Radio, because regularly they dip into their archives. I listened this morning before I came to hear Norm's dulcet tones as he interviewed Eugene Peterson. And then he went back a couple of weeks and he interviewed my friend David Aikman, and I'm listening to Norm again. We can honor Norm best by supporting Cher and Bram and others who make radio, Compassion Radio, possible. He being dead yet speaketh, and all you need to do is touch base in the podcast, which seems to be work best for me, to catch the voice, the compassion, the love, the sincerity, the richness of life that comes through his voice and the interviews he does. Cher and Bram, pick up that mantle, listen, support, become monthly donors, may I say that? And we'll honor Norm, our friend. Norm, a good man, my good friend, former Marine, Semper Fi. Norm, Semper Fi.
You're listening to a very special edition of Compassion Radio, as we're playing back very special words of love and reflection from Norm's memorial service a couple months ago. And now, some very tender words from the man whom Norm passed the baton to, so to speak, Bram Floria.
Hello, friends. I heard Norm say that 1,000 times. It just seems so natural. The friends that have preceded me, I simply want to thank you for your powerful and your kind words. Jim, what you had to say about warmth and the passion for compassion, and especially that phrase, the ministry of showing up. What I learned from the way Norm talked about you was the power of being together. He never talked about his trips other than in context, the people he traveled with, and you were at the top of the list for him. You still are. Victoria, what you had to say about the power of gratitude, that it motivates everything you do in life now, that meant a lot to me. Roger, what you said about affirming the truth and about the wounds of a friend, the loving wounds is the way you put it this time. This is the Church of the Cross. You preach here. There is no greater affirming wound than the cross. That's how God values us. Dan, what you said about copywriting Norm's hair, we've missed our chance to capitalize on that. But the things you carry in your loving smile today makes you a great asset to me as you serve on our board still. Thank you for being with us through all of this transition. Terry, your soul brotherness with Norm. That's the way he talked about you, as a soul brother. And I'm learning more than ever how important that co-equalness is with my wife as we step into ministry together. We will continue to do many, many flights of fancy, on this program, because we tell stories, and stories come to life because fiction itself carries the power of truth. We don't make up the facts as we report them, but we make up a reality that's bigger than we can see yet. And we communicate with words a picture of who you can be in relationship with Jesus Christ, not just in your feelings, in the way you process the truth, but in the way you live it out and make connections with these people and those people in ways that have eternal power. You taught him that. Regan, my baby sister, you have grown in ways of tenderness. And it's hard to imagine that Norm taught you that, but he did. And he taught you how to love him over the years, too. And this past year, I know the last words I heard from Norm as I got in close for that hug was simply, "Oh, Bram, oh, I love you." That was not his voice for many years to me. The voice that I heard was one you heard on radio. "I'm Norm Nelson." But the Norm that God provided for me in those last days was the one that could whisper love. And Jesus whispered a lot of love to him and through him those last few days. And now, of course, it's a raucous celebration. But I've got to think that there are many times of tenderness, of quiet whispers, even in heaven, and that he's getting to enjoy those things. So I will stop with those remembrances or comparisons to your sermons, because we've come today to honor him. You've already spoken the sermons. I don't need to start over now. And what I have to say today really is of little consequence. We're celebrating Norm's life and not enduring more sermons for me. What I say tomorrow, though, might be of more importance as I challenge more people to appreciate the things that you celebrate today. Now, for a dozen years now, I've said three words every single working day of the year. Perhaps you've heard them. Intrepid, involved, international. Now, that little alliteration is followed by three compelling paragraphs spoken by people who have much more eloquence than I do every day. And those compelling paragraphs are meant to describe the power of what Compassion Radio does. What they really do is describe Norm Nelson. Now, my job is not to write the story of his life now. It's already written on your hearts. My job is to write the next chapter and to make one plea with you today. Pray. Please. Norm was a very accomplished prayer, and he believed in the power of prayer. Yet everyone he believed in or admired taught him more about the power of prayer. And that's the one big legacy that Jim Jennings puts into this ministry and into me indirectly now. Because you all taught Norm how to do it right. As he prayed over you, as he listened to you pray for him. I need your prayer. Because Compassion Radio needs your prayers. And all the days that follow, we need you. Here's why. When you lose a lead generation, heaven gains a treasure. And we lose a great asset. I can't bank on the asset of Norm Nelson anymore. Even though his voice will lead us from time to time on the radio still. I'm banking on God's providence, his provision, his people, and their prayers. Seriously, I need you to commit with me to really pray, and pray every day. Pray that God's will is done here on earth as he's experiencing in heaven. Pray that God's will be done at Compassion Radio. And pray that we all in this business here do our part in finishing the Great Commission by activating the troops. That we go where we're supposed to go. And that we do what we're supposed to do. Please pray. Will you commit with us to honor Norm by praying every day for 1 year for these things? I know it's a long span of time, but it's really not. And I'm not asking for you even to step up and join us on a trip, though that would be wonderful. I'm asking you to pray every day. I absolutely cannot fulfill the legacy that Norm leaves me or the responsibilities he leaves on me without it. Thank you, most of all, for loving him and for loving the things he so lovingly created. God bless you all.
Thank you, Bram.
And we'll return for one more day of precious reflections tomorrow, when we'll hear from Norm's wife, Cher, and other friends and family.
Compassion Radio has seen the hand of God at work for over 73 years. With so much to be thankful for, it's sometimes difficult to look ahead for the next blessing God has in store. We at Compassion Radio would like to challenge you to look ahead. As this ministry forges into the future, your call or gift of support is significant to the ongoing outreach of Compassion Radio. Reach out to us by calling 1-800-868-2478. That's 1-800-868-2478. By mail at Post Office Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. That's Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. Or look us up online at CompassionRadio.com. On behalf of Bram Floria, Cher Nelson, and the entire Compassion Radio team, I'm Jim Governale. Have a wonderful day in the Lord. And we'll be back with you again tomorrow with more Compassion Radio.